Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called I'm Bored, an original story co-written for you by myself and Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Annika and Julian Holmgard and their family in La Paz, Bolivia, Jude McIntyre and his family in Somerville, Massachusetts, Daniel and his family in Nashville, Callahan and his family in Baton Rouge, Mateo, Stella, and Zora and their family, and Layla and McKenna Kaffmeyer and their family in Eagle Rock, Arkansas. Thank you so much, McKenna, Layla, Zora, Stella, Mateo, Callahan, Daniel, Jude, Julian, and Annika. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite character or scene, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. I'm bored. Aiden slumped over the kitchen table, spreading his schoolwork in a pool around his face. He peeked up at the clock on the wall, hoping that maybe it would be time to take a break for lunch, but it was only 9:30? How was that even possible? Aiden estimated that he'd been sitting at the table doing work for at least maybe 7 or 12 years, but actually, it had only been about an hour and a half. I'm gonna be doing this forever! He groaned into his hands. They'd been stuck at home for a month now. An entire month! At first, it had been kind of fun. There was home school, home recess, home movies and home arts and crafts, and home pretty much everything. The mornings were nice and relaxed because no one had to hurry and get dressed and then run for the bus. Sometimes Aiden even stayed in his cozy pajamas all day long. And lunch was way better. Yummy grilled cheese that Aiden got to help make, which meant lots of extra cheddar and cutting on the diagonal, so he could have triangle pieces instead of square. Aiden even got to do his karate class still. He just did it from the living room while his teacher taught it from home. Sometimes she even used silly backgrounds that made it look like she was teaching karate from space or a beach in Hawaii. That had made Aiden giggle a lot. At first, it felt like vacation. But now, the shine had worn off. Aiden was sick of staring at computer screens all day, and he wanted to do karate in the actual karate building, not the living room. He was sick of not having anyone to play with except for his little brother Tommy, who couldn't really play any fun games because he was only 3 and a half. He was even sick of triangle grilled cheese and cozy pajamas. Aiden was sick of staying home. How's the schoolwork going? His mother called in from the other room. Mom seemed to have no problem being home all day. She was always doing laundry or gardening or singing songs with Tommy or baking bread and taking pictures of it or working at her computer. She never seemed to get bored like Aiden did. Are you making any headway? Aiden looked at all the homework papers strewn about. Most of the questions were only half answered, and most of those answers were only half right.
It's going okay, he shouted back and picked up his pencil.
He'd been working on a math sheet all morning, and he looked at it again, trying to concentrate. He did a couple fractions, but then got stuck on a hard one. The numbers swam on the page in front of him, and Aiden felt like he couldn't grab on long enough for them to make any sense.
I don't want to do this, he said to himself.
Math was his hardest subject by far, and he always needed help from the teacher in class. His friends always helped him out, too.
Jamie was really good at fractions. He could always explain stuff to Aiden in a way that made sense. And Chloe was pretty good at math, too, but most of all, she was just really funny. So no matter what they were working on together, Chloe could make it a good time. But right now, it was just Aiden all alone. No teacher, no Jamie, no Chloe. He threw down his pencil. Math was boring. Being home was boring. He was bored. Mom, I'm bored. Mom was in the living room with her laptop on her lap, and she looked up when Aiden walked in. The TV was on low and playing some little kid show for Tommy, who was half watching and half playing with some blocks. You're bored? Mom asked. How can you be bored when you have schoolwork to do? Because it's math and it's too boring, Aiden said. I can't do it anymore. Mom pushed aside her laptop and looked up at him. Oh, kid, I know this is a tough time, but you still need to learn stuff, even math. I don't want to be sitting here working, but I am, and I need you to work too. But this is so boring, Aiden said, holding up his worksheet. Is it really boring, or is it something else? Mom asked, ruffling his hair. Aiden shrugged. Do you think we could figure it out? Okay, Aiden said, not trusting the direction of the conversation. So when you got bored, you were doing math. What were the thoughts you were thinking when you were working? Well, I was thinking about this one problem and I couldn't figure out the answer. So then I was thinking about how math is really hard and how if I was at school, I could ask for help from the teacher or Jamie. But I'm not at school, so I guess I'm just never going to figure the problem out, Aiden said, letting out a sigh. Mom nodded with a knowing smile. Yeah, it's hard when you don't get something and you feel like no one can help you. It sounds like maybe you weren't quite bored, but actually maybe you were really frustrated? Yeah, I was frustrated, I guess, Aiden said, nodding. I still don't want to do my math homework, though. Mom laughed. Yeah, I get that. Math was never my favorite subject either. Here's an idea. Why don't you take a break from the worksheet for now and we can email your teacher and let her know that you need some help with the fractions? Maybe she can set up a time to go over it with you later today or tomorrow so you won't get stuck anymore. Does that sound like a plan? Yeah, that would be good, Aiden said, feeling a little better. Can I be done working for the day? No, but nice try, Mom said. Then she tapped some keys and opened his homework schedule on her computer. It looks like other than math, you just have to read for a half an hour. We've got lots of good books upstairs. Are there any you've been wanting to get to? Oh, yeah, Aiden said, remembering a book Jamie had given him at his last birthday party. It was about a kid who got stranded in the middle of the woods and had to survive with only a hatchet. Jamie said it was awesome. I'll go read it right now, he said, and ran up the stairs. Thanks, Mom, he called behind him. You're welcome. The book was just as good as Jamie said. Afterwards, his teacher video called him, and he finished his math work. For lunch, he made himself a peanut butter and fluff sandwich, his other favorite besides triangle grilled cheese, and ate with his mom and Tommy while they watched YouTube videos. After that, she had to do some more work, but Aiden was done school for the day, so he and Tommy went out to play in their grassy little backyard. Aiden tried to teach Tommy how to throw a football so they could pass it back and forth, but Tommy's hands were way too little, and he basically couldn't catch at all. So it wasn't that fun. Chloe was really good at playing catch, and also did goofy stuff like throw the ball under her leg or jump and spin around before she caught it, which always made Aiden and Jamie laugh. Next, Tommy tried to get Aiden to play a game with him where Aiden had to be the bad guy and pretend to come catch him, but it was hard to follow along because Tommy kept changing the rules and telling Aiden to do different stuff. That's just how little kids play. Jamie always made up the best, weirdest games to play, like dinosaur tag or aliens versus princesses, and they all took turns playing the heroes and the villains, so nobody had to always be the bad guy. Aiden was relieved when it was time for Tommy to go inside and take a nap. At least now he could play whatever he wanted without having to entertain his little brother. But nothing seemed that fun to do alone. Jamie and Chloe and Aiden always played together every recess at school. Before, when everything was normal, they used to have playdates on the weekends, and sometimes even sleepovers. They'd go to the park near Jamie's house and take turns on the monkey bars, or they'd ride bikes in Chloe's neighborhood. Not anymore, though. Aiden hadn't seen them in weeks. Sometimes they chatted on Messenger, but never for very long, and it just wasn't the same. Aiden heaved a sigh. There was nothing fun to do in the backyard. Somehow, even his free time was making him bored. Mom! He called out, walking back into the house. She was on her computer working and held up a finger to shush him. Aiden peeked and saw she was on a video conference call. She was using the space background, Aiden's favorite. He kicked off his shoes and threw himself on the couch, more bored than ever, until he finally heard his mom say goodbye. "Had to finish my meeting," she said, plopping down next to him. "What's going on, kid?" "I'm bored," Aiden said, lying back on the couch dramatically. "There's nothing to do." His mother put an arm around him, leaning close. "Come on now, there's plenty to do." She gestured at all the blocks and action figures and games strewn about the living room. No one had been great at keeping things picked up lately. "But maybe you're not feeling great, so none of it seems fun?" "I feel fine, I'm just bored," Aiden grumbled. "Okay, well, what were you doing when you started to feel bored?" "I was outside with Tommy, playing with him, and I love him and everything, but he's so little and he can't play the games I want to play. He can't really play dinosaur tag because he's too easy to catch, and Aliens vs. Princesses would definitely be too hard because he wouldn't remember all the rules. I could have played by myself when he went in for his nap, but I couldn't think of any good one-person games." "Sounds like you're feeling a little lonely," Mom said. "You must be missing your friends a lot." "Yeah, I wish they could come over for a little, but I know they can't." "Oh yeah, I definitely know that feeling," Mom said. "It's hard to be away from the people you care about." Aiden nodded, and Mom gave him a squeeze. They sat there like that for a little bit. "I have an idea," Mom said after a minute. "Why don't you grab your art supplies?" "Why?" asked Aiden. "Well, I was thinking you could make cards for Jamie and Chloe. You could tell them all the things you want to do when you hang out again and all the places you want to go." "Okay," said Aiden. "I can ask Jamie if he has any game ideas and Chloe for any jokes, and then maybe they'll write me back." "I think they probably would." "All right. Is it okay if I get the paints out too?" Aiden asked, already rushing to the cabinet. "Yeah, that's okay. Just put on a smock and try not to make a mess. I have to do another conference call, so I'll be in the other room. What background should I use this time?"
Maybe Eiffel Tower,"
Aiden said as he started to cover the kitchen table with newspaper. "Good idea." Mom walked into the other room, but Aiden wasn't even paying attention. His mind was already spinning with ideas. He'd make Jamie's card shaped like a robot, and he'd do clothes like a heart. They all had the same favorite color, orange, so he'd use the orange paper and paint on blue decorations. He'd just learned about complementary colors in his at-home art class. He got all the stuff out and happily got to work. He started with two cards, but then ended up making a bunch more. He used paint and glitter and stickers, and he knew that Jamie and Chloe would love them. When Tommy woke up from his nap, Aiden helped him make some pretty finger paintings that Mom could hang on the refrigerator. After that, Aiden and Tommy and Mom all worked together to clean everything up, and Aiden put two of the cards, ones that had dried off enough, into the mail to get sent out the next morning. It was a pretty good afternoon. Soon after that, Dad came home from working at the grocery store, and they all cooked dinner as a family. Dad did the chopping, Mom did the sautéing, and Aiden broke up lettuce and tomatoes for a salad, while Tommy shook in the crumbled feta cheese. After dinner, it was time for Tommy to go to bed, and then it was just Mom, Dad, and Aiden.
"Can I interest you in a game of Crazy Eights?" asked Dad.
I don't know.
He was feeling that feeling again,
where everything just felt kind of ick, and nothing really seemed like it would be that fun. Back when they still had school, he'd be thinking about seeing his friends tomorrow. He'd be thinking about funny jokes to tell Chloe, and getting excited to tell Jamie about reading the book he'd given him. He'd be thinking about what to wear, and if the weather was nice enough for his new spring sneakers. He'd be thinking about crowded lunch lines and busy playgrounds. But he wasn't going to school tomorrow. And the worst part was that Aiden didn't even know when he'd get to go back. It kept changing, and they kept having to stay home. He'd stayed home yesterday and today, and tomorrow would just be more of the same. It didn't feel fair. It was like he was grounded, but he hadn't done anything wrong. It wasn't fair. Every day now was so similar, and they were all so boring.
"What's up, Aide?" Dad said, looking with concern at his son. "You look like you're feeling a little bummed out."
"No, I'm just bored."
"Oh, all right," Dad said. "Well, you could play cards with us," he offered again.
"Cards are boring," Aiden sulked.
"Do you think we should watch something on TV?" Mom asked.
"No, I don't want to watch a show or play cards. I don't want to watch TV or listen to music or read a book. I'm bored of everything."
Aiden has been feeling bored a lot today, Mom said to Dad.
"What were you thinking about when it started this time?"
"I don't know. I just..."
Aiden sat down, tears starting to gather in his eyes. He felt an angry feeling deep in his belly, like he was mad at someone, but there was no one to be mad at. Everything was just so weird.
"I just want things to go back to normal," he finally said, and surprised himself when he started to really cry.
His parents hugged him for a while, not saying anything, just helping him calm down for a second.
"It sounds like you're feeling really sad," Mom said.
"That's okay. We get it. This is hard for us, too."
"It is?" Aiden asked, surprised.
Yes,
said Mom and Dad together, nodding their heads.
"I still have to go to work, but it's different now, and we have to be so careful," said Dad. "It's hard when things change all of a sudden. There are so many new rules to learn and just a lot of stuff to get used to."
"And I love spending so much time with you and your brother," said Mom. "But I miss your Aunt Carol and my book group. I even miss going into the office. I even miss my commute.
I even miss math class," Aiden said, smiling a little. "It's normal to miss things," Dad said. "It's especially normal to miss feeling normal."
"Yeah," Aiden said. "I mostly miss my friends. I wish I knew when we'd get to hang out again."
"That makes sense," Mom said. "You went from seeing them every day to not seeing them at all. Of course you miss them."
She looked away for a second and picked up her phone.
"You've been doing a great job, Aiden," Dad said, giving him a hug. "You're all caught up on your work and you're helping to take care of your brother. This has been really hard, but it's important, and it won't last forever. One day, you'll be sitting in math class and you'll be wishing for a day off to bum around the house."
Aiden smiled. He knew that would definitely be true one day.
"I just texted Jamie and Chloe's parents," Mom said, looking back up again. "I don't know when you guys are going to get to see each other in person again, but I do know that tomorrow afternoon, you three are going to have a video hangout for a good long while."
"Really?" asked Aiden. "His friends, finally!"
"Really," said Mom.
"We should have done this a while ago. It's important for you to see your friends. Thanks for telling me how you feel today. When I know that you're having a tough time, I can help you figure out how to feel better."
She gave him a kiss on the forehead.
"All right, kiddo, you have about an hour until bedtime," Dad said. "If you're still bored, why don't you make a list of all the things you want to talk about tomorrow with Jamie and Chloe?"
"That's a great idea," Aiden said, already tearing back up the stairs to his bedroom. He needed to ask Jamie for some games, and he had to tell Chloe about this new comedian his dad had showed him. Pulling out paper, he spent the next hour writing down all the things he'd wanted to tell his friends about for the past few weeks. He fell asleep happy, and the next day, he got all his schoolwork done really fast so he could see his friends. His mom set him up on the video call, and just seeing Jamie and Chloe on the screen put the biggest smile ever on his face.
"I missed you both so much," he said.
"Me too," said Chloe.
"Me too," laughed Jamie. "I've been playing this game where I draw a maze with sidewalk chalk and I have to hopscotch through it, and it's pretty fun, but I wish you guys were here to try."
"That sounds awesome," Aiden said. "I'll have to try at my house."
"Me too," said Chloe. "I've missed you guys so bad, I've been out back acting crazy trying to get the squirrels to like me."
"How does acting crazy make a squirrel like you?" Jamie asked.
"They have to think you're a nut," Chloe said, and they all broke up giggling.
Aiden laughed and laughed with his friends, and they all talked together until bedtime. It wasn't boring at all. The end. Today's story, I'm Bored, was an original story co-written for you by myself and Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.